Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Daria.
Talking to me?
Hello and welcome to another episode of Aria Talking to Me, a Game of Thrones podcast fueled by energy drink V.
We both have a glass bottle of V, Guarana energy drink.
Sugar-free though, gotta stay healthy.
Well, yeah, the sugar is the killer.
Yeah,
in them.
My name's Ben Vanell. Ben V, energy drink Anel.
My name's Adam Knox, and the X looks like two V's. One's upside down. One's the right way up. V just makes you a little bit better.
Yeah.
So imagine how low I'd be if it weren't for this.
We're recording this episode of Aria Talking to Me on a Sunday afternoon.
A beautiful autumn shitty Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. It's brisk.
It's brisk.
As will this podcast be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The cold outside can help put ourselves in the shoes, in the big hiking boots of the characters in this episode of the television show Dexter. The worst one of these to do.
Yeah, fuck.
Doing one about Dexter would get just depressing as it got towards the end.
Very much so.
And then afterwards, I'd just grow a big beard and go become a lumberjack. God, that'd be good. Apparently, highest death rate of any job, being like a tree fella.
Really?
The ratio of people who do it to people who have serious accidents doing it is, I think, the highest of any job.
What about mining?
Less so these days. I think this is like today.
Yeah,
like over time, mining probably, or like seafaring or something like that. But at the moment, being a logger, pretty risky.
Okay.
So good thing we ain't loggers.
Yeah, we're vloggers.
We are bloggers and vloggers.
We're vloggers thanks to V Energy Drink, putting the V in vlogger.
Honestly, myself, I'm a little bit of a dogger too.
Don't say that.
Like to get out there. Like to get out there, honk my horn in a car park.
Sure, mix it up with a bunch of strangers.
See what happens. Just let it go. Edge of the highway, hey. I keep mistaking cops for people who want to fuck me.
Highest death rate of all public sex acts.
Almost definitely.
Speaking of high death rates.
Yeah.
Right?
Episode 6 of season 7 is what we're up to, Beyond the Wall.
Now, we had a brief chat about this before recording, and we're in the exact same boat. Thought this was one of the more ridiculous episodes of the entire show, first time watching.
Yeah.
Second time watching, I loved it. I actually loved it a lot.
I still thought, like, the dragon swooping in and the Uncle Benjen were a bit silly.
Uncle Benjen, yeah. I think that still is
Benjen
just
in particular is
not good, yeah.
And could have been set up with a shot of him watching the battle or something. Like, I don't know. There's just some little bits or pieces that might. Benjen in this whole show, though, is a bit silly.
Yes.
Like, he showed up at the last minute for fucking Bran as well.
Yep.
I don't know where he is.
He's underwritten, I think.
It's unclear what he's been doing or who he is or why he's like he is.
Because he's like what? He's Ned's brother?
He's Ned's brother. Ned's older brother.
He went off to
got to be Ned's younger brother. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think so. Went off to join the Night's Watch, became a ranger.
Ned's older brother, but he took the black. That's right. Yep.
Then when he was out on a mission, got almost killed by White Walkers, half turned into one, got saved, and now is just a Deus Ex Machina twice in a row.
I think in the books, he's called Cold Hands for a while, and you don't find out that he's Benjen until later on. So he's just this half zombie man who means well, Cold Hands for a bit. Or maybe it's they like combine two characters. Also in the book, Catelyn's a zombie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
She comes back as she's called like Lady Grey or something like
that. Oh yeah, like Lady Stonegrave or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. There's also a whole extra character who a bunch of shit that happens to Sansa in the show happens to her.
That's, well, it's Jane Poole.
Yes.
Right? So, and she is in the first season of this, but then just disappears.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Jane Poole like shows up for a second, but then they get rid of her. I can't really remember. Either way, Benjen, pretty much the only bit of this episode that I wasn't into this time, because it starts with them walking through the snow, right?
Yeah.
And I love a bit of snow.
The Dirty Dozen, they're tramping through the snow, so they're getting to know each other a little bit.
Who's there?
John?
Remind me. John?
The Hound?
The Hound.
Thoros?
Thoros of Myr.
Yeah. Beric Dondarrion?
Beric Dondarrion.
Jorah?
Jorah.
Gendry. And a few randos. Tormund. Oh, and Tormund, sorry, yeah. And a few randos.
Yeah. So the randos are fucking the other silly thing about this episode.
Yes.
There's like 8 people or something who are with them, apparently. Yeah.
Never shown in a wide shot or in a close-up until they die.
Yeah, there's just these random fucking people who literally appear just so that you're like, and remember, these guys, the White Walkers, want to kill people.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Totally.
But yeah, they're all trudging through the snow, having different configurations of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what order they happen in? Like, who talks to who?
Well, I don't remember exactly, but in this recap that we're reading, the official HBO viewer's guide, Jon apparently talks to Tormund about Daenerys.
That's
about
right.
About that issue of, like, she wants me to bend the knee. I don't want to bend the knee because my followers follow me. I don't want to fuck that up.
Tormund gets a little introspective about, like, well, Mance Rayder never bent the knee, and that's why we followed him, but he's dead.
Mm.
So,
the last thing he did was not bend the knee.
Maybe my opinions on that are changing slightly.
Mm-hmm. And that's fair enough. The wildlings, their existence has changed. The context of their existence has changed so incredibly over the past, for them, what, like 2 years or something, I think?
They're starting to realize, I would imagine, how much more in common they have with the Southerners, who were the Northerners.
Yeah.
So, Gendry have a bit of a chat. Thoros and Beric have a chat with Gendry about them selling him to a witch.
Yes.
And yeah, he's like, it was awful. She fucked me.
That's right.
And they're like, oh, well, and we got paid. She was the one paying. You're telling me that? John and Jorah have a nice little chat.
Yeah, because John talks to Jorah about Jorah's dad.
Yep.
How he, you know, he loved him. He served him. He was very good to John. He's a respectable guy. Went out swinging. Sword.
He fucked up the little hilt of this sword, turned it into look a bit like a wolf rather than a bear.
Mm. It still looks a lot like a bear, I would say.
Heaps like a bear.
Yeah.
Because there's a few close-up shots of that sword during this episode.
Yeah.
It's a bear head.
It looks like a bear, yeah.
But I guess you can't just go like, thank you for the sword, but that ain't no wolf.
Because John offers to give it back to Jorah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jorah refuses.
Yeah. So I fucked up. Mm-hmm. I don't deserve that sword anymore.
Yep, I've ruined the Mormont name, and my dad gave it to you.
Mm.
He believed in you for whatever reason, so it's your sword.
And hey, even if you have given it back to me now, I'm giving it back to you.
Yeah.
I want you to have it.
No, please, please, you have it. I'm terrible with a sword.
Take my knife, please.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That's something.
Take my knife, please. Oh, God. Oh, I get... what is a word for sword that rhymes with respect?
Oh.
It might be, and this is a crazy theory, but it might be that there isn't one.
No.
I get no sharp edge. Nope. Mm-mm. The Hound and Tormund realize they have a mutual friend in Brienne of Tarth.
Ooh, yes.
And the Hound's like, wait, you fought her? You're a lucky man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Hound says something like, she crushed my head into the dirt or something like that. Closest anyone's ever come to killing me.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow. Oh, my God.
What I would pay for her to smash my head into the ground.
You guys walk on ahead for a minute. I'm going to have to sit down and get my breath. Jon and Beric have a bit of a chat.
Yes.
About all the resurrecting.
Beric is very evangelic about the Lord of Light.
Yeah.
But justifiably so. He's been resurrected like six times, he says.
He's very casual about it too. He's very laissez-faire.
But he's clearly someone who has faith.
Yeah.
I think it's a good depiction of like someone, you know, like someone in real life who is like religious, but because it's helped them.
Yeah.
And they're not evangelical. They're not preaching. They're just like, hey, this means something to me. I think it might mean something to you. And hey, that's pretty cool.
The Lord of Light brought me back. I don't know why. And he's brought you back. We're clearly here to serve a purpose. Mm. Maybe it's just to do one stupid little thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's to do some other stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that the thing we end up doing will probably be a bit stupid.
Yes.
That's cynical. I bet it'll be all right. What else do they talk about? John says he's the shield. Yeah, they just kind of philosophize about what's the point of fighting.
Yep.
And they end up going like, I guess it's just to do what you can.
Mm.
And then, yeah, they notice the Arrowhead Mountain.
Yeah.
That the Hound saw in the flames. And they're like, well, we're going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. A mountain that looks like an arrowhead.
Mm.
A triangular mountain.
I've never seen one like that before in my entire life.
What do you mean? It's got like, it peaks at the top and has sort of slopes
peaks.
On.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
Why?
It's not a word I associate with mountains, generally.
Well, that's just I guess it's just a coincidence that I've said it, and it also has an arrowhead. Daenerys is there as well.
I want to say I enjoyed all of this stuff.
This is the stuff I'm struggling to remember from this episode because I watched this like 3-ish weeks ago now.
Yeah. I don't remember it beat for beat, as you might have detected from me not really remembering the beats. But I remember really liking it. It's very tropey, but it's great. Like, I like these characters.
The
I like them interacting.
Stuff that's about to happen, or this stuff?
The stuff that we just talked about, yeah.
Yeah, I like that they go through all the configurations that you want to see, too, of all these people talking about all their relevant stuff.
Totally.
Sort of like at the end of the last episode, too.
Yes.
But yes, I love that shit, too.
Yeah.
The Fellowship of the Ring, having a walk and a chat and all these different personalities clashing.
And even the dumb Arrowhead Mountain stuff and the Hound seeing it in the flames, I like that. I like that came back around, and yeah, it's just, it is very like, this would be kind of maybe lame in a lame standalone fantasy film, but it's working now because I like all these characters.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Whenever you have a thing where it's like them bringing up again and again, well, the Lord of Light has a purpose for us, and this is all sort of preordained because there's that thing from the vision. It then puts into starker contrast, like, and you're here to steal a zombie? Do you know what I mean? Like, the Lord of Light's plan for you is that you can kidnap a zombie.
And somehow escape an army by standing in the middle of a pond.
And is the reason that they're up there, though, not to kill the zombie, but to give Daenerys an excuse to come up there to make that dragon turn into a zombie. And so then later on, there's a zombie dragon, which he comes back in some way.
Or to just show it to Daenerys, because what happens by the end of the episode is she is like, I'm fully convinced.
Yeah.
I had to be convinced by that, and now I am.
Yeah, we'll get to all that end stuff, I guess, at some point. But in the meantime, they're still back down south.
Mm.
Daenerys is like freaking out about them being up north too, right?
She's
like, oh, I hope Jon's okay.
Yeah.
Tyrion's like, look, there's something. Tyrion just at some point blurts out, I think, like, you're not a hero, by the way.
Mm.
Daenerys is like, I beg your very pardon.
Mm.
He's like, no, that's a good thing. Like, Drogo, Jorah, Dario, Jon Snow, all those men that you fucked or want to fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about fucking to me. Tyrion, the fuckster.
That's right. That's the little fuckster.
I'm the fuckster.
Yeah.
Gonna get ya. I'm the fuckster.
He really used to be the fuckster.
But yeah, heroes do stupid things and Jon is doing one right now.
Yeah.
Daenerys is like, hey, Jon doesn't give a shit about me and I don't like him. He's a gross boy. Yucky.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're basically just having a chat. She's freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Is this they're sitting next to the fire?
I think so, because I don't think there's another scene later with them. I think this is the scene.
Yeah.
Because she gets angry towards the end.
Yeah.
Tyrion is like, so all these guys, they keep running off and dying. You seem to want to do stuff similar to these guys. You want to be a hero. You keep flying into battle. You keep getting arrows shot at you that just miss. You are impulsive and reckless. And she's like, shut the fuck up or I'll kill you.
Yeah. I've suddenly decided I'm not.
Yeah. And he's like, but my point is, if you keep being a crazy, reckless person, you might die. And then what happens? Mm. If you die, we are all fucked. Everything hinges on you being in charge, leading the armies, uniting the people, and being the figurehead. And if you die, there is no one else to take your place.
Yeah.
It doesn't work without you.
And, like, it's more than you. Like, we need to... Oh, because that's right. He says... He brings up that he has a contingency plan for if she dies.
Or, yeah, or he, yes.
Something like that.
Something like that. He wants to figure out the line of succession has to be figured out.
She's like, so you're planning for when I'm going to die. He's like, yeah. Because you're building something that is for 8 generations from now.
Yes. But right now, there is no succession. It all hinges on you, and you keep flying into battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And yeah, she gets annoyed about him planning, but he does go like, I'm being practical. That's what you have me here for.
Yep.
I'm future boy.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I'm present girl, and you're my villain, future boy. Oh, no. Present girls become future boy. That's how time flows.
Yes. Yep.
Speaking of the flow of time, the next thing that happens, they're in that blizzard.
Yes.
Walking through.
Oh, God. So this was fine, this scene.
Yeah.
It's pretty, yeah.
It's some shit that had happened.
Yeah.
I guess. They're like squinting into the distance, though, seeing this big shape in what they know is zombie-infested north.
Yeah.
They're like... What is that? Some kind of Volkswagen?
Should we be preparing for something dangerous or just standing here squinting?
Is that... Oh, that must be one of them safe blurs.
It's one of those big moving rocks, I guess.
Oh, no. It's got bright blue eyes and hanging off skin. It's a motherfucking zombie bear.
Zombie bear.
Zombie bear. Humphrey... zombie bee bear.
Zombie bear.
Zomfrey bee bear.
I'm going with zombie bear.
Hum zombie bear. If you're not from Australia, there was a children's guy here called Humphrey B. Bear.
Yes.
A children's guy. Lucky there's a children's guy. and it just fucking charges at them.
And it grabs Thoros, the priest, by the throat.
Or by the belly? It eats his belly a bunch.
Yeah. Well, it grabs him by his front and throws him around a lot.
Yeah, I think it's like got his chest.
Yeah,
Sort of bit, because they end up burning that, like, they beat the bear eventually. The hound's afraid because, like, they light up their swords with fire, which they can do for some reason. Beric and stuff.
Yep. Beric and stuff.
And they chop the bear.
Yes.
But that makes the oil covered bear catch on fire.
Yeah.
Really gets set ablaze by that.
I guess a zombie, it's all flammable, it's all dried out.
But it'd be like preserved and frozen up north.
That's true. It would be cold.
Unless it's because it's like Lord of Light fire. So maybe. It just catches more easily or something.
Yeah.
But then this flaming bear is charging at the hound and he's fucking... That is a scary ass thing for anyone to see.
Yep.
Let alone if you're afraid of fire.
Mm-hmm.
They should have had another story about him being afraid of bears. And a third story about him being afraid of things charging.
Yes.
And a fourth thing about him being scared of blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Just built the entire show has every different season, there's another thing that you find out the hound is afraid of.
Yeah.
Because he's like,
brothers.
My asshole brother.
Yep.
He shoved my head into a bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, he ends up killing it? Someone kills it.
No, I think Jorah kills it.
Oh, he's scared and Thoros saves him, and that's why the bear bites him.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
But then, yeah, Jorah jumps in with a dragonglass dagger and I think just gets it on the head or something.
Fucking whacks it.
Jorah's become knives guy now.
Yeah, that's right. They've all got a different weapon.
Yeah.
Gendry's got the hammer. The Thoros and Beric have the flaming swords. Mm-hmm. John's got regular bear wolf sword.
Bearhead sword, yeah.
What is... Thingo's got an axe. Tormund's got an axe.
Yep.
And my friend Thoros
yes.
has a flaming sword.
Mm-hmm.
And my, you have my support.
Yeah, and my friendship. Who else is there? I think that might be it.
Yeah, maybe. And then, Jorah is just knives guy for some reason.
Yes. He can't just have a sword. I guess he doesn't have a sword. John has his sword.
No, he is cool but rude,
mm-hmm.
and he has knives.
Mm-hmm.
So
Raphael was the cuck of the turtles.
yeah, he was in love with April O'Neil.
Yes.
But hockey mask guy.
Casey Jones?
Is Jon Snow. Casey Jones sounds
Casey
right.
Casey Jon Snow.
Casey Affleck.
Not a good guy.
Casey Chambers.
Casey Kasem.
Casey Closed.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Damn it. Casey. Casey Ra Sira.
Great.
Bear gets killed. They're like, yep. Thoros, we got to get someone to take you back to the fucking thing and get some medical help. And he's like, nope.
No, this is a war movie and I soldier on.
Yep.
And I die.
They cauterize the wound with the flaming sword, give him a bunch of whiskey.
Yep.
He's brought a big pouch of whiskey. He's a bit of a drunk.
Yes, he is.
And they move on. And then, yeah, does Jorah talk to him at some point about, like, I saw you charging with your sword?
I was trying to remember when that happened. Yeah, it must be now.
Yeah.
Because Jorah is like, were you frightened at all when you led the charge of the something, something?
Yeah.
Or were you just
were running
drunk?
Running through the gates with your flaming sword. And he's like, honestly, I don't remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got some apologies to make this morning, I think.
Yeah. You looked like a god.
Yeah.
I was goddamned wasted.
I remember you charged through the gates at the siege of Dragonspear, and you were screaming, shots, 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 shots. Who wants Jaeger bombs?
The archers thought it was for them, an instruction. Yeah. But
you shouted Jaeger bombs, and that's when they blew up the demolitions. And
fireball is what happened to the gatehouse.
Then I didn't understand what drinking this out of my belly button meant, but it sounded scary.
it's the last little bit of character building for Thoros before he dies in the night in a couple of scenes' time.
Yeah, he's coming up. But first they find a small little subsect of the... which
a little marching line.
It's very unclear why they're... is this little breakaway scout group separate to the main group.
Because this is an unthinking horde of zombies. I guess yet, there's a patrol.
The White Walkers aren't, though. They're smart.
Yeah.
Maybe they're looking for remnants of the wildlings and stuff up north, get more numbers.
I guess so, yeah.
Looking for dead bodies to
touch. I guess that's what they're always doing up there the whole time. Yeah.
They've got to convert some bears.
Yeah. But so, yeah, they're mildly organized, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the actual main big beard guys are smart.
Yeah.
They're people, basically.
Yes. I guess they don't
talk ever.
No.
So it's still pretty unclear what they are, but from outside of the show resources, we've been able to confirm, I'm just getting news, that they are basically people, I guess.
Just they love the cold.
So a very small, very take-onable group
marching
through a canyon, and they spring a trap.
Yeah, they do an ambush.
Yeah. They light a fire somehow down in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They all walk up and they're like, what's this fire doing here? What am I going to be surprised by? Oh, no. And then, yeah, they jump out. Everyone's dead.
Yep.
John cuts the beard guy. And all the zombies fall down.
Except, conveniently, for some reason, inexplicably...
one zombie that wasn't his control zombie.
Mm.
So they're like, when you kill the one who raised the zombie, then all the zombies die.
Yeah.
So luckily, this one had gone with the wrong group and didn't bring it up.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Very weird.
Mm.
But they tackle that one to the ground, get a bag over its head. They've got their kidnapped prisoner zombie.
Mm-hmm.
They've learned a little bit more about the White Walkers.
Yep.
Case closed.
That's it.
Plan has gone off without a hitch.
Yeah, time to go home.
Let's go home. Oh, a pleasant rumbling sound to accompany us on our safe walk back.
Because before they get the bag over the head, he gives a little screech.
That's right.
That really echoes throughout the entire north. Mm. Which, yeah, no one seems to be like, they're like, oh, he screamed. Okay, shut up.
Guess he's afraid.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the entire horizon turns into a storm.
There's a whole bunch of, yeah, clouds coming up. They hear, look at the water. Look at the water. It's doing little ripples.
Yep.
And a big T-Rex bursts out.
Yeah, zombie T-Rex.
So, yeah, they Here, the army, they tie the thing up, and John's like, Gendry, run. You're the fastest. Don't argue with me about this.
Well, had no idea he was the fastest.
I guess he's the youngest, and he's fit. Yeah. He's visibly fit.
I guess so. I guess if it's not John, it's probably Gendry, yeah.
Because the others are all either quite big or quite old.
Yeah. Like, Tormund is, yeah, he's too, he's a thick, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense that Gendry is the fastest.
I guess so, yeah.
And so he's like, you've got to run, get back to the wall, send a raven to Daenerys, let her know we're fucked.
Yes, it's literally our only hope of survival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Gendry, like,
gives his hammer to the Hound.
Yeah, hammer Hound.
Yep.
And does a very straight-backed run.
Mm.
He starts, like, marathon running, like, okay, here we go.
Yep.
And off he goes.
Off he trots.
Everyone else, like, fucks off.
Mm-hmm.
They end up hitting some ice.
Yeah, so they run through, like, a little pass into a big open area.
Yep.
I don't know what they were hoping to do had they not stumbled across a big pond with a rock in the middle.
It is the perfect set piece scene for them to, like, yeah, crazy. There's this little tiny island in the middle of a frozen lake.
Yep.
They run through, the ice starts to crack, they're on the island, all the zombies surround them, but very luckily, a circular crack forms around the entire lake, and they're safe.
Yes.
Because the zombies just sink, they can't swim ever.
They can't swim.
No.
Zombies can't swim.
Unswimming.
They're not Pirates of the Caribbean guys either, where they just walk along the bottom of the...
Well, even if they were, could they get up to the island? Because there's a layer of ice there. I guess they could smash through it.
They'll smash through. I guess maybe they can't climb it.
Or, yeah, maybe it's just a...
Straight up
thing. Mm. So, yeah, they're safe-ish on this middle island.
As stupid as this is, it's very cool to watch.
Yeah.
It's very fun and exciting and cool.
Totally. Like, all the zombies are the great type of fast zombie.
Yep.
They really look scared.
Yes.
They're acting in the scene.
It looks cool. It just looks cool.
Big run.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the thing. They settle in for a bit of a siege type setup.
Mm-hmm.
Do they see the Night King and all of them yet? Are they there?
No, I think they point that out the next day when they're figuring out what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it kind of goes tonight. They're like, all right, I guess we're fucking sleeping here.
Yeah.
All kind of huddle up together.
Hope that raven flies extremely fast.
Yeah. So Gendry is fucking plodding out to the Eastwatch place again.
Yep.
He gets right up to it and collapses like 10 meters from the edge.
Yep.
Davos comes running out. He's like, what the fuck happened? He's like, Raven Daenerys. He's like, what? Raven Daenerys. What? I know you're raving about Daenerys. What do you want me to do about it?
Maybe we should have taken him inside and warmed him up first.
Like, send the raven, get it out, help this guy. Daenerys gets the raven very quickly.
Mm.
But ravens can fly.
Yeah.
And she's like storming off to the dragon. Like, I'm going to go help. And Tyrion's like, you dumbass.
You're doing the impulsive thing I mentioned.
We just talked about it.
Mm.
But she's...
If Jon dies, if the Hound dies, Jorah, Beric, Thoros, Gendry, like whoever else they think is up there.
Yeah.
That doesn't entirely fuck things for Daenerys and her entire army.
No.
It fucks things for the North a little bit, and it's going to be kind of shitty, but they just continue with what they're planning.
Yeah. Also, though, you hear there's this raven, they are stuck, they are being eaten by these zombies.
Mm.
You might think, oh, maybe there's something to this zombie stuff.
Yes, yes.
So she's flying up north, going to save them.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Winterfell.
Okay.
All this Arya and Sansa stuff kind of kicks off a little more.
Sure.
So what was all of this?
So they're bonding a little bit over their past and Arya being like, yeah, I wanted to do this. I wanted to be a knight and all that shit. And Ned always supported me.
That's right. She has that story about I was shooting arrows into the bullseye thing when I thought no one was around. And then my dad did a slow clap.
Yes.
Because he was watching. He was like, good fucking shoot in there, lass.
Yep.
She's like, oh, thanks, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Dad. How are you going? Yeah, I'm all right, lass.
That's exactly how they talk. That's incredible that you can do that so well. Anyway, fucking he said all right, and then he was killed.
He's fucking watching me have a fucking crack at that fucking little fucking sign over there that has all the circles on it. Mm-hmm. Don't know what it says because I can't read because I'm a stereotypical.
It says, ooh, yeah. There's lots of fucking O's.
Oh, fucking flaming Nora. I'm a fucking offensive, potentially stereotype.
No, you can't be racist against white people.
I am from Manchester, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So suck my dick, as we say.
Yes.
Suck my dick, Queen Elizabeth.
As we say, you're my Wonderwall.
Yeah, as we say in Manchester, instead of suck my dick, it'd be like, oh, Pickle Rick. Oh, Pickle Rick, suck me dick.
Yes.
And that is not a Mancunian accent that I'm doing, by the way. I'm doing like a fucking Liverpool bullshit thing.
Yeah, it's a weird combo.
You know, how are you? I'm from Manchester. I'm from Manchester. I can't fucking
I'm from Manchester?
No.
That is Liverpool.
No Gallagher. No Gallagher. Anyway.
Big reveal. Arya wasn't just reflecting on her loving her dad. She was going, hey, also, he died because of you, Sansa.
Yeah. Now he's dead. My dad killed by the Lannisters with help from one SS.
Mm.
Do you know what that stands for? Stupid slut.
Whoa!
Fuck you, Sansa.
Yes.
She shows her the scroll and Sansa's like, well, okay. Yeah, I wrote it.
Mm. But you have to know I was forced to write it.
I was a much younger child.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me it was the only thing that would help. Like,
yeah.
It is a very believable situation. Arya's like, I don't believe that it is believable.
Mm.
At each other's throats a bit there. She saw Sansa standing up at the thing. She's like, I saw the execution. You were up on that platform with your fucking Joffrey.
Yeah. And Sansa very like reasonably is like, oh, so you were there and you also didn't stop it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you having to go at me for?
And if you were there looking at me, you would have seen how fucked up I was about it.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, Arya being a real piece of shit here.
Totally. Yeah.
It's very clear what Sansa's position is, even if you're just hearing about it now.
Mm.
It's super.
She was a hostage. She was just a hostage of the Lannisters.
Totally. And a hostage of her upbringing to be this, like all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
But, Sansa's like, hey, Arya, even if you hate all that shit, I got Winterfell back.
Yeah. Jon didn't win back Winterfell. He was about to fucking die.
Yeah.
I got it back with Littlefinger's help.
Yeah. But Arya's like, okay, but if I show this to all the people who you're saying support you, do you reckon they will then? Hmm. Do you think?
And then she holds the scroll in front of Sansa's face and whips it away.
Tricked you, bitch.
Yes.
So Sansa goes to Littlefinger to talk about this.
Yeah. They're having one of those classic Sansa looking out the window, Littlefinger leaning against the wall chats. Yeah.
He's saying a bunch of stuff like, well, but she's your sister. She wouldn't betray you.
Right. He's doing the thing that manipulative people do where it makes them sound reasonable but is actually like putting themselves as a wedge between into a situation.
Mm.
He's going like, well, Arya wouldn't do that. Like he's playing off a reasonable notion, like, she wouldn't do that. She's your sister. That would be crazy. Unless this little point that sounds logical because I've created a straw man argument for it, and he's doing that to Sansa now.
Yeah, to try and get her to come to the thing of like, well, she would do it if she thought I'd fuck Jon over.
Yes.
Because she loves Jon.
Yeah.
And Littlefinger, for some reason, says, let's get Brienne to do this. She was...
Again, I think this is one of those tactics of like... Right. Sansa knows that Littlefinger doesn't like Brienne and Brienne doesn't like Littlefinger. So it would be crazy for him to suggest this if he thought there was any chance that it would backfire against him.
Right.
So that makes it more believable that it would be the right thing to do. Right. Like it's one of those, it's like a really manipulative thing to do. But yeah, he's like, well, Brienne sworn to protect both of the Stark girls.
Mm.
If one of them threatened another one, well, she'd have to protect that one.
Yeah. So she gets a letter. Yeah. Inviting her to King's Landing from Cersei as well. And she's like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Brienne, can you go?
Yes. Yeah.
So, Brienne doesn't want to do it. She's like, Littlefinger's here. I don't think you should be alone with Littlefinger. And Sansa's like, nah, I got it. Don't worry about it. Get down to King's Landing. You're me.
Yeah.
Down there.
I'm getting you out of this situation so you can't be manipulated somehow.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what Littlefinger's plan here is.
I think it's what...
How to use Brienne.
I think it's just what he says. He's trying to make Sansa paranoid about Arya. Mm. He's trying to make Sansa use Brienne to kill Arya.
And to ramp the situation up, to heat it up so that, yeah, like, Arya go like, oh, so now you've got a bodyguard.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
And make them fight each other. For Littlefinger, if Arya dies, good for him. If Brienne dies, good for him.
Yeah.
So he doesn't lose in that situation.
I guess so, yeah. He just wants this to bubble over.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, instead of, hey, ignore it, your sisters, you're fighting, don't worry about it, you'll figure it out.
I don't know if you recall, but chaos is a ladder.
What does that mean?
Well, if he causes chaos, he can step in and use the situation to his advantage.
Dude, that guy is cool as hell!
I know, right? Put him on a t-shirt.
That's some badass here. But, yeah, Sansa then goes snooping around Arya's bedroom.
Yes.
Looking for the letter so she can steal it and not have it be a risk.
Yep.
But, uh-oh, she finds her mask bag.
Yeah.
Kind of gross.
Yeah, pretty creepy.
so there's like some face that I didn't recognize, and then Walder Frey's face is one of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you found my face bag.
Yeah, my bag of magical faces.
That's my magic face bag.
Mm-hmm.
It also changes my height.
Mm-hmm. Don't ask too many questions about it.
But I can be anybody. I just take their face off and I wear it, and I can do whatever I want. I can even be the Lady of Winterfell. Just be Sansa Stark.
I didn't like this scene. I haven't liked many of these scenes between the two of them.
So it's weird. And so, again, we're doing spoilers for everything. They're getting along.
Yeah.
This, like, they figure it out and they kill Littlefinger.
Yeah.
What is this scene, them trying to trick Littlefinger? Is this them actually fighting?
I don't know.
And then they figure it out off screen before they...
I don't know.
Arya's whole attitude during this is really strange.
But then it's also, like... Yeah, I don't think... I always thought, watching this back again, it would be like, oh, okay, they set it up the whole time. They were... Maybe they knew someone was watching, or this makes sense, you know, in retrospectively. It doesn't.
No.
Like, they're saying some things that they would say if they were getting along. You know, they're just talking to each other about what they've been through and how they've changed.
Yeah.
But it's the attitude and the fact that none of that really, really serves to throw off someone watching...
Yeah, if this scene had Littlefinger peeking out through the door going like, my plan is working, then it would make sense that they were acting for him.
I also don't think it's that convincing.
No.
Like, it's not that over the top that he'd be like, yes, it's definitely working. It's like, just a little bit.
But Arya's like threatening that she's going to kill Sansa.
And then Sansa's, but then I think Sansa's reaction of like, you're just being a bitch. I don't think it quite plays well.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird, and it making the U-turn that it does makes no sense.
Yeah. I agree.
Whatever. They have this weird little fight.
Yep.
Then we go back up north.
Thank fuck.
Thoros having a nice little sleep in the snow. Wakey wakey. He's dead.
He's gone.
Of course he is.
Yeah. Yeah, his whole chest got ripped open, and then he walked through a frozen tundra
and slept on an island in the middle of zombies.
Yeah.
He's dead, and then they're like, we got to burn him. We got to burn this guy because he's going to come back as one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that.
And they're like, where are we going to get some fire from? And then that guy with the obnoxious lighter at the party is like, here, I've got some fire, and he has a little gun or whatever it is. Yeah.
They figure out, like, okay, when we killed that beard guy, that's why the zombies died.
Yes.
So we don't actually need to kill all these zombies.
Yeah.
Just need to kill the beard guys.
And they look up on the hill, and it's all of the main beard guys.
Yep.
And there's... then the one beardless guy,
mm-hmm,
the Night King.
And they're like, okay, this is fucking stupid.
What?
The sentence in the recap here is, on this assumption that, like, killing the White Walker kills the... Jorah suggests they go for the White Walkers, but Jon worries it will jeopardize their captured white.
That's right, yeah. He'd be like, well, then if they all die, then, well, we've got no proof to show Cersei. If you kill the Night King, you've won.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, You could end... all right, whatever. Fucking a bit weird.
That like, is... the real reason to not try that is because you will all die.
Yeah.
Like, that's fair enough.
Exactly. Go, like, we can't attack them because they're strong. Not like, but this zombie... Yeah. Proof we need. If we get rid of all the zombies, then we don't have the proof so that Cersei will fight the zombies, which are dead now. But just go like, yeah, we cannot kill the Night King.
Yeah. They just pan down to the giant army between you and them.
Yeah. So, again, knowing the odds are against them, Jon utters, Daenerys is our only chance.
Mm-hmm.
Daenerys is coming. That's great.
Yep.
Beric, aware he is now on his last life, I guess because Thoros is dead.
Yes.
He does suggest we kill the Night King right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess they do know if we kill him, it's great. But don't kill one of the sub-general guys because if we only kill one and this thing dies, that'd be annoying.
Yeah, that'd be a waste of time and everything.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. That is what a lot of this back end of this season is like going, all right.
I guess you've written around that, but it doesn't feel natural.
Yeah, other than the Arya and Sansa thing, which just flat out is like, why did you go down this direction?
Or why didn't you do it better?
Yeah.
Honestly, like you could have written all of those individual scenes to play like, you know, two ways.
Yeah.
But instead it's just really down the middle and it's not.
Or a scene after Littlefinger's dealt with where they're like, hey, look, we were disagreeing, but I guess we're cool with each other.
Yeah. Right?
Maybe that'll get cleaned up in season 8.
Yeah, that's true.
Who knows?
That's true.
So, fucking the Hound's throwing rocks at zombies like an idiot. If I was there and the Hound was throwing the fucking rocks at zombies, I'd be like, dude.
Fucking stop throwing rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do here?
Yeah. He's not that reckless guy either.
Nah.
I don't know who, like, because it's like a fun little thing.
If Tormund was doing it.
Yeah, yes, there you go.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's throwing rocks at the zombies, knocks one of their jaws off pretty good.
Yep.
But then one of them throws it way too short and it just sort of skates along the ice to their feet and they realize, oh, ice is frozen again.
Oh, we can walk. We can go walking.
So up they come.
Yeah.
All these zombies start walking up to the island and a big fight happens.
Yeah. Skipping to the end of that.
yeah, it's like a lot of, you know, fucking Avengers twirling camera shots with everyone fighting with their different weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Throws away Gendry's hammer, the Hound does.
Yes.
Tormund nearly dies.
Yeah.
But he's fine.
The Hound saves him.
Over the course of this episode, a bunch of those random people have suddenly shown up and died.
Yeah, fallen off the edge into a bunch of zombies and died. Yeah.
Just to prove that zombies are dangerous. Who could have known?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they get like pushed to the top of this sort of peak of the island, kind of the last place they can possibly go.
The last stand.
This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there's no way they're going to be able to get out of this. There's no chance here that...
going to literally swoop in and save the day.
With only literally about maybe 30 seconds more life left to live for all of them, nothing can possibly save. What is that? Is that a dragon?
Mm-hmm.
In swoops Daenerys.
Yep.
Big bunch of fire.
All three dragons.
All three dragons are there, yep. Mm. Everyone climbs aboard the main one, aboard Drogon.
Drogon, I guess, yeah. Except Jon.
Yeah, they chuck the zombie up, everything's fine, and they're yelling at him, Jon, get on! And he's like, I'm still, for some reason, chopping zombies.
So stupid.
Walking further and further away.
Like, there's no one else there, what are you doing?
It doesn't look like he's stuck.
No.
You know what I mean? It doesn't look like...
You're right. He's walking further and further away. He's he's chasing down zombies to kill.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
So, it looks like he's trying to fend them off so that they can get out of there. But if he just grabbed the dragon and the dragon jumped away, they'd be fine.
The dragon has fire breath.
Dragon breathe fire.
He can protect himself.
So, yeah. That's silly that Jon is still fighting, but whatever. And then, meanwhile, they're up on the ridge... The Night King's been given this big spear, and he does the strangest, like, point with his hand with the spear. The idea that there's something about, like, this scary zombie king using his hand to be like, ooh, judge distance.
yeah.
That looks really silly.
Yeah, I agree.
But he flings the spear really hard, kills the dragon.
Yeah, goes through...
Viserion?
Yeah, it is. Goes straight through, like, basically, you imagine, like, a dragon has, like, a big engine inside that's creating fire, and it, like, goes through the engine and blows it up, because there's, like, fire coming out and blood and shit. Really, that's right. Really cups him a beauty, and down he goes.
Wax into the ice, sinks to the bottom of the thing.
Yep.
Daenerys is very unhappy about it, obviously, and that is the thing where they're like, okay, we have to go.
Okay, we're fucking going. Bye. Yeah.
See you later, John.
Off they go, yeah.
So John the dumbass is still slashing away down the bottom.
Yep.
He gets tackled into the ocean.
He does, yeah.
Into the little lake.
Yeah.
Looks like he's dead. Oh, no. John's sinking.
Yep.
For the second time in two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back up. Grabs his sword. He's okay. Just a little cold. Daenerys is gone. Jorah nearly falls off of the dragon for no reason.
That's right. Yeah.
But then he's fine. Just those things of creating fake tension are a bit annoying.
But I think both of the things, like Tormund nearly dying, he gets saved by the Hound. And I think the Hound grabs Jorah as well.
Yeah.
I think the Hound is a good guy is getting established.
I guess so, yeah.
His gruff exterior is being melted away to expose a warm heart.
I understand why you were scared there. My fucking brother put my head in a big fall when we were children.
Yeah, my brother pushed me off a dragon.
they've flown away.
Yep. John jumps up. He's he's freezing. He's just walking away.
He's trying to hobble off, but the zombies notice.
Mm.
And he gets ready for a big fight. He's like, well, guess I'm going to die. I'll take as many as I can with me.
And then a dumb thing happens.
Yeah. Benjen comes swinging his fucking stupid mace thing.
His flaming mace thing.
Is it a flail? I guess it's a flail.
No. A flail is like, it's a morning star, I think.
I think a morning star has a straight handle.
Maybe it's just a mace then. A flail is like a handle with like a long thing coming off it.
With a chain.
Yeah, I guess
flail
has
a chain because you flail it around.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
I think it's a flaming flail.
Okay.
But I am almost definitely wrong.
I think we're both wrong. I don't know what it actually is.
There must be some other term.
Yeah.
Dumb weapon.
Yeah.
2 seconds they spend talking to each other. It's me. It's your uncle. I'm still alive. Get on my horse. There's not enough time for me to also get back on the horse I was on just a second ago. Really fucking that's a dumb explanation. There's not enough time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, just get on the horse.
Why did you stay on the horse and grab his arm and lift him up or something?
Mm.
Anyway. Not enough time. Off you go, John. Ride for the fucking place. You'll be fine.
I'm going to go out swinging.
Time for me to die.
And boy, it happens quickly.
Yeah.
I don't think he even gets one in. He just goes down.
Yeah. Very silly. There's like a dumb music sting and like it is filmed in a very... like heroic.
Totally.
Fucking...
John looking back as the horse rides away. It's like, oh,
yeah. A little lame.
Stupid.
But whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
Fucking John's riding back.
Didn't ruin the show.
No. So back down at the wall. Everyone's all safe who survived there. Daenerys is pretty fucking upset about Viserion being dead, but that makes sense.
Yep.
She thinks of them as her kids.
She's looking out over the north, waiting, and Jorah's like, it's time to go.
It seems like John's dead.
And he wasn't even that cool. You were too good for him anyway. Yeah.
He was kind of a Chad.
Let's go for a friend date.
Yeah. Do you want to malt? What do you...
What?
What do people do? Like, anyway... What do people do on dates?
Oh.
Like, friend, what would you do in a friend
date? Let's go roller skating and I can give you a massage afterwards.
Let's plan to go see a movie, but you cancel. And then call me later on to complain about the actual date you went on.
Mm, yes.
So, yeah, they go to leave, but big horn blows downstairs. Downstairs from the wall.
Yep.
There's John slumped over his horse.
He's back.
He's alive. They're all on a ship going back to Dragonstone. And she sees all the fucking big scars from when he got stabbed to death.
Yes.
All over him.
Yeah.
I imagine things back to when Davos was like, he took a knife in the heart, and she's like, oh shit, he did.
Oh, literally. Okay, this guy is special in like the way I am special of like fucking weird shit's happened.
Also, kind of got some abs.
Yeah, tight rig. That's a tight rig.
That's That's a hunk.
Yeah.
It's a stabbed up hunk.
It looks like they stabbed all the fat off him and he's just got a tight rig underneath.
Well, they chopped off the flab and left the fab.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, John wakes up eventually and Daenerys is sitting next to his bed. And immediately he's like, Danny.
Yeah.
Like, well, you've never called her that before.
And she's like, you've never called me that before.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm so sorry that I made you come up there. Your dragon died. Fucking hell. Whoops.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucked.
Yeah.
But I get it now, at least. See, you got to see it to believe it. You were right.
Yeah.
So bringing just one of them, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yes.
And then, yeah, she tells him, like, by the way, I'm infertile.
Yeah.
He's by like, the way, I can't have kids.
All right, I understand.
Yep, don't need to use a dinger.
Blow right up there.
Yep. Just shove it up.
Yep.
You don't need to fucking tie a pig's gallbladder or whatever we use for condoms back now.
Mm-hmm.
I assume nothing.
Yeah.
It's probably.
Yeah.
But they're ancient condoms. Tell you what, there's an ancient condom in my wallet right now.
I don't know. I think yes is the answer.
I think they did use like some sort of intestine or something like that.
I read somewhere like they put like an orange on or something.
What?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Or like a banana skin.
I read in that movie American Pie.
What?
That you just put a pineapple.
It's a documentary.
A pie. An apple pie.
Apple.
Me trying to say apple pie turned into pineapple.
That's how they named pineapple.
But yeah, they're like holding hands and they're
and
like,
then they're like, oh no, we shouldn't. Yeah, we mustn't.
We mustn't. But
yeah.
Thank you for helping us, Queen. Yes.
I pledge my allegiance.
And then Daenerys is like, all right, get some sleep.
And also that is official.
Yeah. What?
That he pledges his allegiance.
Yep. He's done he gets it now. She gets it now. Everyone's on the same page. Time to turn that page.
That's correct.
Because back up north...
The epilogue to this one.
So, that dragon that's dead.
Mm-hmm.
When something's dead...
Yes.
What does that become to you if you're the Night King? Army food.
Oh.
Is what I think would be the perfect phrasing for it.
Yes.
They have got these massive chains from somewhere.
Huge chains.
Big ass chains.
Now, it's been clearly established in this episode that the White Walkers and the Whites... cannot swim.
Yes.
Now, they've somehow attached chains to a dragon that was at the bottom of a lake.
Well, they can't swim, but you can probably shove them down there and just sacrifice a couple to tie the chains on.
Yeah, okay.
If you were like, because I was thinking about this too, and either they loop the chain around, just try a bunch of times and keep fucking it up like a claw game.
Yes.
Or you just go, hey, you four, sorry, you're at the bottom of that lake for the rest of this.
I guess they just hold onto the chains and they come back up as well.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
But they realize that just too late.
Yeah.
Like, after it's already halfway out, like, you know what? We actually could have.
Guys, why don't you just chuck a chain down for us? Oh, guys, are you still there?
Hello.
Hello.
But out comes Viserion. Big blue eyes.
Yeah.
Open up. That is a dragon.
That is an episode of Game of Thrones.
I would agree. Mm-hmm. I would agree that it was better. Same. Like, as much as there are some silly things about this, and this when we've referred to the show getting Hollywoody, this is the one.
Yeah, yeah.
And specifically those two last minute saves.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it a lot more this second time around.
Totally, yeah. Not expecting it to be like a political thriller with twists and turns, it being a very well done action movie with characters that we love because we've seen them for 7 years.
Yeah.
Is fun. It was a fun episode. I'm glad that they did it.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Well,
next week.
One more.
One more to go.
The last Game of Thrones episode that existed at the time when we started recording this podcast.
Yeah.
And then after that.
Oh, God.
It's all new, baby.
It's all new.
There's going to be six of them.
Yep.
That's it.
They're going to be fucking long-ass episodes.
Maybe. They've said that, but I remember them saying that about season 7, and then they were all like about the same.
Yeah, like an hour 10 or something. Yeah. Like,
yeah, one or two of them were. I think these last couple were.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see.
I've already started watching this next one, and it's a good episode as well. So, yeah.
Yep. I'm super excited to get this last season of Game of Thrones going.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yep.
my body is ready.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's just something I came up with that I think is a cool thing I could
say. Well, I just threw up in my mouth. Oh, fuck. Well, thanks for listening. Keep sending in your emails. We'll probably should do some next week, wrap up the season.
Yeah, I guess so.
Read some emails, do some questions. Share us on like the social media stuff.
Yeah, get some people jumping in for those last episodes.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Because, the podcast is done. After Game of Thrones is done.
Yeah.
That's obviously, there's nothing really more to do.
That's it.
Maybe one day we do a bonus about the fucking, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. And obviously, Knox and I, well, that's it. We don't collaborate on anything else in our life. So
Filthy Casuals continues. But a lot of people are asking, like, what show next? And, like, I don't think either of us really have one that we want to jump into or anything.
Nothing straight away. There'll be something.
I don't think there is anything that I really think lends itself as well as this. Like, people have suggested shows that are similar and that I like Buffy or whatever.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to do the whole thing.
Well, I think it's because it's led up to the final season in real time that is why it's worked so perfectly.
Definitely. So,
I think the thing of just like picking Breaking Bad and reviewing it episode by episode, it's not the same.
It'd be boring, I think.
Yeah.
Because
maybe if a brand new show is coming up and we're like, okay, I really want to watch that.
Well, there'll be the prequel thing to this.
That's true.
The Naomi Watts thing.
That's true.
I guess. Or like, I don't know. But yeah, don't expect that after this is done, it's boom, here's Arya talking to Buffy.
No. But yeah, just go listen to Filthy Casuals, which you already do.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, cool.
We'll be back next week with the final existing episode of Game of Thrones. And then it's all new.
Bye.
See you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.